This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage. I'm Tony Brewski. In the second day of cross-examination, prosecutor Creighton Waters stopped questioning Alex Murdaugh after the disgraced lawyer confirmed he hurt the ones he loved the most, quote unquote. The statement sent shockwaves through the courtroom and resulted in a sudden end to Waters' line of questioning. Murdaugh was taken aback by the abrupt end and attempt to clarify the statement, but the damage had already been done. Take a listen.
Said that you were concerned when you talked to David Owen about the bag of pills in your pocket, correct?
I mean, no, sir, I'm not saying that I was concerned about that. I don't think I told you I was concerned about that. I'm just telling you that was a fact. I had a bag of pills in my pocket, and that was one of the things, that was one of the many things that came together that night.
And you're trying to tell this jury that as a reasonable husband and father in this situation, concern about a bag of pills in your pocket was more important to you than telling law enforcement and narrowing the time when you last saw your wife and son alive. That's what you want to convince this jury of?
No, sir, because, I mean, the bag of pills in my pocket was not what I was concerned about sitting in there. It was, as I said, it was one of the many things that was going on. But I wasn't sitting there worried about those pills in my pocket.
You were asked about requesting the phone and automobile data. And that was because as a prosecutor and a lawyer, you had been manufacturing an alibi to cover your tracks.
No, sir, that's absolutely wrong.
You admit you were wrong about a lot of things in what you told law enforcement about June 7th, correct?
I was wrong about things. Some things.
You were asked whether or not you voluntarily confessed to Agent Kelly, but you only did so after being confronted with undeniable information, correct?
No, sir, that's not correct at all. What I was told is that, and I believe this came from Randy, what I was told is that SLED had come up with some information that seemed like it was consistent with my story, and they needed me to verify some things, is what they told me. And, you know, I knew that resources had already been wasted. I didn't want them wasting any more resources. And I told them the truth, but there wasn't any, nobody had presented me with any evidence.
And you just testified that you told Jim Griffin first, correct?
I believe that I told Jim Griffin first.
But at that time, you didn't say anything about those kennels, did you?
To Jim Griffin? At that
correct.
Time, no, sir. I didn't.
When you testified on direct yesterday, and you were asked about leaving the kennels with your new story, in light of the evidence that's been presented at this trial, your words were, "I got out of there," correct?
I believe that's what I said, yes, sir.
And you also said during your testimony on cross-examination that you hurt the ones you love the most, didn't you?
I did say that.
Thank you. Nothing further.
In saying that, Mr. Waters, I just want to explain that answer. And he just asked me a question about what I said, and then I was going to explain why I said it.
All right.
as I told you earlier, you're implying to this jury and to me that that was me talking about hurting Maggie and Paul. And that's not what that was. What that was is me saying, I know I hurt my brother, my partners, my clients, many of whom I told you I loved, all of whom I cared for. And that's what that was when I'm talking about how my misdeeds, how I hurt the people worst, were the ones I loved the most.
I just asked you what you said, correct, Mr. Murdoch?
You did ask me what I said, but in asking me that, you're putting an implication on there that I am explaining.
I just asked you what you said.
Okay, yes, sir.
Thank you. Nothing further.
Step down.
That's the latest that we have for you. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our coverage in the trial of Alec Murdaugh and all of the cases that we're following for you right here at True Crime Today and Hidden Killers. Complete list of the podcasts that we are creating for you in the episode notes. Be sure to subscribe to whichever ones you want to follow as well. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.